Vadaber nor Moshe lemor daber ben Israel lemor isha ki sazriu dal zachor tmash vas yamim kmeni dvas vosat tidma v'yamashmini mabsar laso. So we talk about a woman giving birth to a baby, and on the eighth day there should be a bris milah. Now, I remember many years ago, our pediatrician, Arthur Dekovitz, Olav Shalom, talked about how great the Torah was. And this was from a person who was not religious. He was Jewish, but he was clearly not religious. And he was talking about how the Torah knew that on the eighth day, the human beings, babies, start to secrete, I think it's vitamin K, which is a clotting agent. And he's saying here the Torah, thousands of years ago, over 3,300 years ago, they have no way of knowing that the eighth day would be the day that you could mal a child, but yet it was already included in there. So here was somebody who was, maybe he was a maimon, I don't know, he was a fine pediatrician, fine person, a man of upstanding character. But here he's saying he looked into the Torah. He saw that the Torah knew what it was talking about, even from the perspective of science. And so he was mehulo the Torah. And so it's for us as well, that everything in the Torah, that the life itself is based on the blueprint. The blueprint is the Torah, and everything that in it that's in it is immutable and is correct, and it's for us to follow. Rabbi,